Each Thursday, we like to catch up and find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Joining us is General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Bear. How are you, mate?
Very well for a Thursday, mate. I have seen on the social media recently the DAs are just jumping out of the ground in Singleton. What's happening?
Yeah, wow. It's been incredible. The people thought during the COVID period of last year, and we're still in COVID, but we thought there was going to be this this really significant drop-off in activity, building and economic activity. But here in Singleton, we're seeing a sort of an explosion of development applications.
I wonder if it's because, remember, the government made $25,000 available, that sort of stuff? That came up in the middle of last year. I wonder if that's helped a little at all.
Yeah, no doubt. The government incentives have no doubt contributed to it. The low interest rate environment they're operating at the moment.
Yeah.
The fact that people can't go on holidays. I think all those things combined are saying, okay, well, let's spend some money putting the pool in, doing the additions, doing the renovations, but even new dwellings. We're seeing a really significant increase in new dwellings. So it's really good news, because what it means is this is activity happening in our local government area, in our towns, and more often than not, they're using local tradespeople. That's
absolutely
great for the economy.
It really is. Now, talk to me about the strategic plans for sporting groups. What's happening there?
Yeah, something we're working hard with our sporting community. We realise that sport's part of the social fabric of Australia, especially in regional and rural areas. So we're working really hard with our sporting clubs, helping them develop their vision for the future and helping them develop their strategic plans. And our idea is that we bring all those together, all those individual sports together, and we join the parts of the jigsaw. And we'll create an overall view for our whole local government area about what the needs are for our sporting community in the short, mid and long term.
Yeah.
What are the risks? What are the opportunities? And we can use that information to start doing long-term capital expenditure planning as well, which helps us from a budgeting point of view, but also positions us really well so that when governments have got grant programs available, we're ready. When elections are happening at state and federal government, level, we're ready to rock and roll. So it really helps us work in partnership with our sporting community to make sure we've got the best network possible.
Fantastic. And finally, how's the work on the water reservoir going?
Yeah, really good. The guys are getting ready out there. We're doing a whole heap of work on water reservoirs. We've replaced the two upper Gowrie. We've done Minimbar. We've done some work out at Jerry's Plains. The next cab off the rink is out at Mount Thorley. And we're doing some work to improve the access to make that safer, the ladder component to help our staff and contractors get on top of the reservoir.
Yep.
But also, really, really importantly, we're fixing the roof. The roof is showing some signs of deterioration. And we want to make sure it's in a really good condition, because it helps manage contamination in that reservoir and therefore the network. So around $300,000, it's a part of that broader program, which I often talk about, that we're focused on with our water and sewer infrastructure. It's critically important. People, as we've said before, people don't appreciate the importance of the water and sewer network until it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's very true. Hey, mate, before I let you go, not too far away from the NRL season, you keen for the Knights this year? How do you reckon they're going to go?
Yeah, they're going to go good. I'm very confident. I think they've bought well. I think another year under Adam O'Brien's tutelage. I think Blake Green being back, I think that's going to be a really positive impact on the team.
Yep.
Really happy. I'm actually, as part of my volunteering capacity with Curry Co Rugby League Football Club, we've got a night being held out the 9th of February at Curry Sports Ground, where we have Adam O'Brien, Anthony Seibold and others coming along as our special guests. So I really look forward to hearing what they've got to say.
Fantastic. Look forward to hearing more about that. We'll catch up and probably speak around about that time. Thanks, mate.
Sounds good, Bear. Have a good day, mate.